learned a lot about Jacob and Esau, those fighting brothers. And we learned how Esau sold his birthright for a pot of red stew. He gave away all the covenant family blessings that he might have one meal to fill his belly just for one single day. What a fool he was. Well, today we're coming to how Jacob received the blessings of that birthright, and they were given to him. Isaac was getting very old and very blind. It was difficult for him to see things and to recognize people. And being near to death, old Isaac wanted to see his son Esau inherit all the family covenant blessings, because after all, he was the firstborn. But before he died, he asked Esau to go hunting for some venison so that he could have some of its savory meat, which was his favorite food. Isaac thought it was yummy, yummy, yummy. And so he sent off Esau. So Esau obeyed his father, Isaac. He took his bag of arrows and his archer's bow. He went out into the open fields to hunt for deer. He would go out slowly and quietly, lest he would scare them off. He would sit like a cat, watching to catch a mouse. And then, upon seeing a deer, he would put a straight arrow into the bowstring, pull it back with all his might, and let the arrow fly through the air to take down a deer. Now, while Isaac had been talking to Esau about going out hunting and giving him the blessing, Rebekah, their mother, was listening. And she began to scheme and to plot on how the blessing might be given to Jacob, her favorite son. And she plotted and schemed to find a way to send Jacob into his father before Esau would ever return from the fields and before the blessing was gone. She called Jacob and asked him to go into the herds and bring her two kids from among the goats, from which she was going to make savory meat to give to his father Isaac. And she would spice it up, making it so full of flavor that Isaac wouldn't know that it was from goats. That was very clever, but it was very wrong. And then Rebekah did something else that was very bad. She dressed Jacob in Esau's clothes so that he would smell like Esau and his clothes would feel like Esau. And then Jacob said, "But Mom, there's a problem. Esau has hair all over his body and my body is smooth. Dad will know it's not me." Rebekah was not worried. She had an idea that would deceive old Isaac. She took the skins from off the goats and placed them on Jacob's hands and around his neck. And his mom, Rebekah, gave him the pot of savory stew she had made from the goats to give to his father, Isaac. Jacob went into his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here am I. Who art thou, my son?" Then Jacob told his father an outright lie. He said, "I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that my soul may bless me." Isaac was surprised that Esau had hunted the deer and cooked the stew so quickly, for it takes a long time to hunt in the open fields, wait for an opportunity to take down the deer, then prepare the meat and cook it. Jacob lied again. He said, "God brought it to me." Then Isaac said, "Come near. I want to feel your skin and to know you are really my son Esau." Isaac said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." As soon as Isaac had eaten the goat stew, which he thought was venison, he called Jacob and asked for a kiss. When Jacob drew near and got close to him, Isaac smelled his clothes, which were really Esau's clothes. And when he felt his hands, Isaac felt sure that it was Esau, but it wasn't. Old Isaac had been deceived through many lies and deceits. Then Isaac proceeded to bestow on Jacob the blessing of God, by which now Jacob would inherit the family covenant and become a ruler of many people. Nations would bow down to Jacob, including his brother Esau. Isaac said, "Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be everyone that blesseth thee." So Jacob received the blessing. And what do you know? As soon as the blessing was given to Jacob and he went out from his father, in came Esau from hunting and offered his father Isaac savory meat made from real venison. Then the wicked plot was discovered, but it was too late. The blessing now rested on Jacob, and it would not be taken from him. Esau was angry, for he lost the blessing. What do you think of all the lies and all the deceits that Jacob told his father? Jacob had been very wicked to deceive his father. And Jacob, by his very name, means schemer. He was a sinner. So how did he come to receive the blessing from God? Now that is really a gospel question. The Bible says in the book of Romans that God loved Jacob, but hated Esau. Now we can easily understand why God would reject Esau. After all, in his carnal rebellion, he had sold his birthright. He had despised it. But the tough question is, how could God love Jacob, this liar and schemer, this sinner? How could that possibly be? And the answer is that we don't know the reason why, because there is no reason in Jacob why God should set his love upon him. He was such a terrible liar and a terrible deceiver. But this is the question that we have to ask when anyone becomes a Christian and becomes saved by the blessing of God. We are all undeserving of God's love and God's mercy. For who is there that has not sinned? Who has never told a lie or thought or schemed to pull someone down that they might lift themselves up? Surely everyone is guilty of these things. So how can God love sinners, those who are wicked? And that is the gospel question. And this is the wonder of the gospel, which we call God's good news to sinners. Jesus is not come to call good people or the righteous. He is come to save bad people, those who are sinners and need to be washed in Jesus' blood. He came just as his name says, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And that's what Jesus does. And that's the wonder of the gospel. Now, to do that, the Lord Jesus had to die on the cross. He had to endure the wrath of God against our sins that he might bear them away from God's sight. And Jesus died in our place as our substitute. His blood covers our sins from God's view so that God cannot see our sins. They are totally gone. Now, Jacob received the blessing purely on the basis of God's mercy and on Christ's death, because the promise, the covenant promise, was referring to the coming of the Lord Jesus to be the Savior of the world. And Jacob is now in heaven, not because he was good or better than Esau, but because God set his love upon him and God chose him to eternal salvation. God also changed Jacob from his wicked lies and schemes. God began a work in Jacob to change his sinful nature so he would cease from lies and his evil ways. You see, it's never enough for God just to forgive a sinner's sins. There must also be a change in heart that will bring forth a change in life. And everyone who is truly saved will get the victory over the habit of sin and will defeat the power of sin. I wonder, has that happened to you? Are you still a sinner going on telling lies and cheating and acting badly? Well, you need a new heart, and you need your sins to be washed away, and you need to be saved, and then you will know the love of God in your soul to enjoy a new peace and to experience the power of God in your life.